Hi, my name's Tegan, and I'm doing my first interview for the Sports History Project, and my topic is mental health related to sports, and then we're going to kind of see how, like, high school coaches and sports and how, like everyday life impacts sports and everything like that. So my first interview is with my sister,
Addison.
And we're in upstairs in her room in my house recording this. So I'm just going to start off with a few questions. So first, how long, like, what sports do you play? And, like, what sports have you played?
I played track and I used to play volleyball. Or I run track and I used to play volleyball.
And softball. Do you want to include softball? Okay. How competitive, like, at what levels did you play softball?
Not a high.
So just, like, little league?
Yeah.
And then how competitive for volleyball were you? Like, what level did you play at?
A club team.
Club team.
And a school team.
And a school team. Okay. And then what, like, when did you start running track?
In 7th grade, and I'm a freshman now.
So, why, like, so you've been playing sports for a little bit, and, like, when do you think?
I probably started softball when I was, like, 6, around then.
So you've been playing for a while. Okay. Why did you choose, or... Let's choose one sport to focus on.
Track.
You want to focus on track? Okay. Why did you choose track? Why did you choose to run track? Like, what made you do it?
Because I'm confident in myself.
Okay.
And I feel like it can bring potential for me.
All right. So, like, what kind of potential were you thinking?
A good attitude.
A good attitude. So, you're kind of, like, wanting to improve yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, kind of tying into that, like, what type of emotions does, like, track, like, bring for you?
It can bring negative emotions, depending how I do.
Okay.
But other than that, it's positive.
So, depending on your performance, you think you're, like, if you do bad, like, you think badly of yourself. Okay. I was kind of the same way, like, when I played softball, and it obviously isn't very good, like... How long do you say it usually affects you for?
It just affects me for a few minutes.
Like, for a few minutes?
Yeah, it really just depends on, like, what I did to bring myself down.
Do you run multiple events?
Right now, I'm running the 300-meter hurdles for my first time this year, and I do the 100-meter hurdles, too.
So you typically do 100-meter hurdles?
Yes.
So how do you get over it before... Do you get over it before you run your next event?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, sorry. Say, like, your past event, like, you did kind of poorly on, but you have another event coming up. Like, how do you get rid of it? Like, does it... do you get rid of it before?
I try to shake it off, and then people help me boost my mood and tell me it's
okay. So you're one of the people who, like, loves the positive affirmations from, like, your teammates and, like, kind of hyping you up. Okay. I was kind of like that too. Playing, like, I feel like teammates and stuff really has a big impact on how you are and, like, help you, like, better yourself and get better at the sport.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, basing that, going off of that again, your conversation's going right into my questions. How have teammates treated you?
They treated me really good. They're polite and actually care for you and have good sportsmanship.
Okay. So, like, are you really close with any of your teammates?
I'm close with, like, a lot of them.
A lot of them? Okay. So, like, what do you guys do? Like, do you hang outside of track? Do you, like, hang out just during practices and, like, during meets? Or
we hang out mainly at meets and practice, sometimes outside of school. outside of practice. It really just depends.
Okay, so you're not, like hanging out with them every day outside of practice. No. Okay. Unless but, like, they're still there supporting you. Yeah. And, okay. All right. How have coaches treated you? Like, not even, like, just in track, but, like, in general, how do coaches usually, like, how do they treat you? Like, were they positive? Were they, like, negative with you? Like, acted like they just didn't want anything to do with you?
Some can bring you down a lot, but personally, I've had coaches that boost my energy and are polite, but sometimes they can be mean because they want to push me to
right. my best. Because they feel like they know you can do better.
Yeah.
What sports have you had a coach that treated you negatively, like?
Probably softball.
Do you think that's one of the reasons that led you to quit or stop playing?
I just didn't enjoy it
anymore. You just didn't enjoy it anymore? And why would you say you didn't enjoy it anymore?
It just got boring for me.
It was boring? Okay. Did, like, you found more joy in volleyball and track than you did in softball?
Yeah.
Did any of your, like, obviously coaches, but, like, teammates have any impact on you in that level?
No.
No, they didn't? Like, none of your teammates were, like, mean to you, and so that included your decision for you to stop playing?
No.
Okay. How has your mental health been while running track?
It's been okay. I personally deal with some stuff, but it doesn't involve track.
So you're like, you don't have a negative impact from track. Would you say that track gives you like a positive like thought and like good mental health, like, yeah. You know, like when I work out, I feel like it allows me to blow off steam, or like it has something for me to look forward to during the day. So like I feel like it really just is a good time for me to get rid of all my stress for a little bit. Would you say track does that for you too?
Yeah.
Like, how long do you practice for?
We practice for a good hour and a half or to 2 hours. Hour and a half.
So, like, during that hour and a half, are you stressed about other things or?
Not really.
Not really. Just focused on track and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you don't have a job. So, how do you balance everything between track, school, social life?
Well, I really just focus on school and school hours.
Right. Okay.
Because I don't get much homework.
Right.
At the moment. And then my social life, that's what I focus on the most. And then track, I focus on it when we're practicing and at meets because I need to lock in.
So, but do you think track gets in the way of you and your schoolwork? Or no, because you don't get that much?
It doesn't get in my way at all.
At all. So, like, if you have homework, you either have it done during school or, like, do you do it at track meets or do you do it after track?
I have it finished at school.
You have it finished at school?
Because I have study hall.
Oh, you have a study hall. So, having that study hall, do you think it helps you balance everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're not stressed
no.
with the amount of work you have and, like, having to go to do a sport?
No.
Okay. So, obviously, you play in high school. What? So, we know track is your favorite sport, but do you think you, like, since you did club volleyball, do you think you liked club competitiveness more, or do you think you like high school competitiveness more?
For the club volleyball team I played for, I like that competitiveness. But the track team, I like that competitiveness. Competitiveness.
What do you prefer more?
Track.
You think track competitiveness is better? Yes. Do you think club was just, like, too much and, like, too much pressure? Or are you just, like, enjoying, like, track and just, it's not too much more laid back, but do you like having that little back, or a little more laid back?
I enjoy track more than any other sports.
So, since you enjoy that more, you think you just, like, have, like, it's just not as bad as everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, since you enjoy it, you don't have the problems you did with the other sports, do you feel like?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how often do you have practice?
We have it, like, every day.
Every day? And you said that's for an hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and a half to, like, 2 hours.
What do you do at practice?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I just focus on the events I'm doing. Some days they push us and we do red days, like, but it just makes us run more, which makes us better.
So red days are like conditioning?
Yeah.
How, like, do you think conditioning really prepares you? For me, it's in like pushes you to do better and like gets you in shape, or like what do you think conditioning does for you?
I think it makes me better because I can build up my speed and it helps me, like, stay in shape.
And for your, like, I know hurdlers, they usually have, like, certain steps and, like, motions they have to take. Do you focus on that a lot?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, could you explain to me what you do to, like, help practice that?
When I get out of blocks, I am supposed to do 8 steps, but sometimes I take 9 steps, and to fix that, I just try to make bigger strides with my legs.
And okay, then, so you do more strides to help you gain that length?
Yeah.
Okay. What is... Oh, how often do you have meets?
We have them... Indoor season we had once a week.
Once a week.
Now we're starting to have, like, twice a week.
Is that for JV and varsity, or are you full-time running varsity now, or does it depend on every, like, depend on each week and, like, what each meet is?
I'm not sure. I've been running varsity these past 3 varsity meets, but I just missed out on the 4th one because we had a JV meet that day and she wanted me to run for it.
Okay, so it just depends on what the coach wants you to run for.
Yeah.
Okay. And you running on varsity, do you think that has a bigger impact on you? Like, what does you running varsity, like, mean to yourself?
It makes me feel like I am better and that, like I'm doing good personally.
Does it make you feel like you have a lot more, like, how do I put it? Does it make you feel like you have a lot more, like, jobs to do? A lot more, like, workload?
Yeah.
Like, and how do you handle that?
I just try to put some things aside.
Like what? Like, do you have other things getting in the way of it, or is, like...
No.
No, it's just, like, is it you getting in your own head?
Yeah.
And would you say that impacts you negatively?
No.
Or do you think it's just, like, things... It's just, like, normal, like, nervousness?
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, how does running varsity go? Like, since there... Is there a lot of older girls and...
Yeah.
That you run against? How does that go?
It's nervous. Like... It makes me nervous, but at the same time, I have to focus that I'm just a freshman and everyone makes mistakes.
Right. So how do you usually, like, and how do you usually place?
Usually, in my heat, I usually place first, second, or third, or fourth. And then overall, recently I placed 10th out of, like, 27.
Well, that's still pretty good. So you're still beating.
Yeah.
Like, outrunning a few people. How do you look at that?
I tell myself I need to, like, practice just a little more. And that I need to focus on my event more and not mess around.
All right. So you're taking that, you're taking those negative things, not that it's, like, super negative, but you're taking the negative thoughts and, like, impacts, and you're making it into positive ones, and you're working to better yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. What's for you, what's the biggest challenge you face in sports?
Probably just being nervous and like being scared to race people and like being scared you're gonna lose or something, but you need to have like a positive mindset so then you right. don't think any okay. of that.
So do you have any like pre-race like rituals or routines that you do to help you like calm the nerves, or you kind of just go there
I kinda and just run? Go and then like before I run, I try to shake off like all the nervousness and talk to my teammates to try to help the nervousness go away.
Does that usually help for you?
Yeah.
So you have some pretty good teammates who like are there for you
yeah.
and help. Okay. All right. Oh, let me see where I'm at. I don't know if I've asked this. Did I ask this? How has your mental health worsened? Or has your mental health worsened, or has it gotten better since playing?
It's probably gotten better because I actually feel active while in season.
Right. So, like, when you're not in season, do you usually feel like... How do you usually feel?
I just feel like I'm not active at the moment.
And that makes you personally feel bad?
No.
Yeah. Or you're just content with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, as an athlete, what motivates you?
Mainly the people, and then I try to have confidence so that I don't, like, not focus on that.
How have you built up your confidence? Like, have you had, like, pretty good confidence walking in, or have you had to build it up after each meet?
Well, usually if I do bad, I just get more confidence in myself and try to build up my speed and fix what I did wrong. So that helps my confidence.
So knowing that you're working on it helps yeah. you feel better about it. Okay. And what do you feel like you do for the team?
I feel like I'm a positive person, and I put everybody in a good mood.
Okay.
Because I usually hype them up. So I feel like I'm just someone that can hype them up before or after they feel down on themselves.
So if someone else is, like, just lost their race and, like, they're feeling down, you take, like, over and you go over to them and you're like, hey, like, you kind of hype them up. Right, yeah. Okay.
You have to give them a positive mindset.
Right, okay. Who do you turn to when things are too much to handle? Like, during track? Do you turn to anyone, or do you kind of just deal with it yourself?
I kind of just deal with it, but sometimes I just vent about it to my teammates.
And does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
So, like, when you do bad, one thing that you have is, like...
My teammate.
Okay. So you're doing, like, if you hype someone else up, does that make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, because I feel like if they're in a good mood, it puts me in a good mood.
Okay. What's your proudest track memory?
Probably when, probably this past meet, I... False started, but they didn't DQ me, and then I hit a good PR for our indoor season. I went from a 12 flat to 11.75 on her 60-meter hurdles.
So you're showing good progress and...
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best way for you to be successful?
Mainly just when you have the good mindset, it makes you feel more successful and not think bad of yourself, so then you can succeed in your event and what you have to do.
But how do you build up that good mindset?
I don't know.
Like, have you always had it, or have have you had to build it up?
I've always had it.
And do you miss out on anything?
No.
Because of track? Like, do you miss different events?
No. I like my events. And I like how I can just focus on that. And try to improve myself for just that event and not have to worry about more.
So, like, going out with friends, do you go out with them as much because of track?
I still can hang out with them as much as I did before.
So track doesn't have an impact on your social life or anything like that? Okay. How do you, when are your meets usually?
Just throughout the week.
Do you have any weekends?
Friday. Sometimes we have Saturday meets, just depending. Tomorrow we have it. 9 a.m. meet, I think. And that's a Friday.
Okay. And what does track teach you?
That you're good, like, at your sport, even, like, without thinking it.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know.
So, like, do you mean because there's so many different events, you can find something else?
Yeah, you don't only have to focus on being bad at this one thing and then being good at the other. You can focus on what you're good at, and you can pick that event and keep getting better.
So you have a choice on what event you want to do?
Yeah, but sometimes the coach will ask you to do something else, which is understanding, but she only puts you in it if she thinks you can do it.
So she, how does she react to your failure and successes?
She pushes you to be better, and she, like, if you're getting tired, she'll give you a little break and then help you push yourself to get better at it.
So whether you did good or bad, she's always pushing you to do better.
Yeah.
What motivates you to go to practice every day?
Just that I'm doing this sport that I want to.
And do you see yourself in the future continuing to run track?
Yes.
In the same events, or do you want to do anything different? Like, do you want to jump, or do you want to, like, do long distance or throw or anything? Or you want to stick with hurdles?
I feel good on my hurdles, but if they need me for anything, I'll always be there to, like, do it.
All right, so you're, like, a team player who's always there.
Yeah.
Okay. What made you choose track?
I'm not really sure.
Like, did you just sign up for it because your other friends signed up for it? Or did you just want to try everything?
I wanted to try something new.
Okay. Well, that's everything.